Better.
This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Thursday edition of the show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. On the way, the Immigrant Snitch Line and website with cameras. We'll tell you what that's all about. Plus, your family owes $500,000. $500,000. To the government's so-called unfunded liabilities. We'll explain that a little bit more. Plus, some statistics about private schools, your emails, all of that and more. But I just stumbled across this during the news break, Mark. And it's pretty interesting because it has to do with PayPal, which is probably the Internet's largest processor of credit card transactions, processor of auction fee payment, auction payments, that sort of thing. I mean, there's over 100 million accounts at PayPal. It's a tremendous business.
Yeah, it is.
A tremendous reach and influence.
Can't wait till they get competition.
Oh, man, no doubt about it. Well, Representative Bob Goodlatte is in the process of pushing through Congress a bill that would ban Internet gambling. And this is by Radley Balco, appearing over at Fox News. I've previously explained why the bill is bad public policy, but since that column, it's come to light that online auction giant eBay has thrown its support behind this representative's efforts. Why would an internet company open its arms to congressional regulation of the internet?
Excellent question.
Some speculate that eBay is attempting to win favor with Representative Goodlatte, who also happens to sit on the Congressional Internet Caucus.
Okay.
There's probably some truth to that, but there's another, more likely explanation for eBay selling out to the e-commerce world. Good old-fashioned protectionism. First, a brief history lesson is in order. eBay owns PayPal.
That's what I thought.
The popular online payment system favored by millions of auction sites, membership-based sites, and bloggers. We use PayPal for our AMP program. But then again, we really can't use anything else.
There is nothing else.
This wasn't always the case. PayPal was actually founded in the late 1990s by Peter Thiel and Max Levchin, two libertarian-minded Silicon Valley entrepreneurs with a revolutionary vision. And I've heard of Peter Thiel before, and I've heard that he was a libertarian, the founder of PayPal, but unfortunately he's no longer involved, as we'll explain. Thiel and Levchin
took his money and left.
Thiel and Levchin saw the potential for PayPal to grow into a kind of a private currency. No, actually, Mark, he had quite a vision for his company, and we'll explain what happened to it. In his book, The PayPal Wars, early PayPal marketing guru Eric Jackson recounts a stirring speech that Thiel gave to the company's early staff. Quote, it's from his speech. PayPal will give citizens worldwide more direct control over their currencies than they ever had before. It will be nearly impossible for corrupt governments to steal wealth from their people through their old means, because if they try, then the people will switch to dollars or pounds or yen, in effect dumping the worthless local currency for something more secure.
Now, I'm reading this in a book that I'm reading the same thing in a book called The Sovereign Individual, and I can't remember what the author's names are, but it's a pair of guys.
You're reading about this guy from PayPal?
No, I'm reading about what these sort of predictions. Apparently, they had gotten this sort of information, and they're predicting that, in fact, you know, once government's control over money disappears, then their control disappears, and the governments could very well disappear entirely based on this.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
And there you go.
Well, unfortunately, his vision never panned out. Why? PayPal thrived when it came to innovating and adapting to stay a step ahead of its early competitors, but the company proved less adept at slaying its more formidable antagonists, lawyers and politicians.
Mm.
Class action suits spurred by trial lawyers attacked the company from one side, while frivolous patent infringement claims pummeled it from the other. State governments piled on next, arguing that the company should be subject to expensive banking regulations. New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, a real low-life scumbag, then struck at the very heart of Thiel and Levchin's vision. Spitzer subpoenaed documents relating to PayPal's use in online gaming sites.
Well, why didn't they set it up and just move the company to Barbados or Liechtenstein or something like that?
That would be a question for them to answer. I don't know.
Man, somebody needs to set up a competition to PayPal and just tell them to go pound salt. Well, I live in Liechtenstein.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple competitors mentioned here, and I'm going to definitely look into them to see if they're worthwhile. But let's see. So he subpoenaed documents relating to PayPal's use in online gaming sites, arguing that the company's refusal to snoop on what its customers were doing with their own money and on their own time was in violation of New York's anti-gambling laws.
I see.
So the fact that PayPal used to have really nice privacy measures, used to have respect for their customers' privacy, was what was ticking this guy from New York off, this Attorney General Ellis.
Sure, he doesn't want you having privacy in your banking account.
So a U.S. attorney later followed Spitzer's lead and invoked the Patriot Act to investigate PayPal for suborning illegal activity with respect to internet gambling. The young startup stammered and fell. In the end, complying with the regulators, appeasing the politicians, and fighting off the civil and criminal litigation was too much to bear. Thiel and Levchin abandoned their vision and sold PayPal to eBay, a company with an established internet presence and an experienced legal team on staff, and to the detriment of PayPal's loyal customers, a conciliatory corporate culture. One of the first things eBay did after acquiring PayPal was to reconcile with Spitzer and the Justice Department. eBay paid a $10 million fine and promised to bar PayPal's customers from using the service for online gaming. The company later announced an even more restrictive policy forbidding customers from using PayPal for adult-oriented products and services, as well as non-adult services whose website marketing can be reasonably misconstrued as allowing adult material or services to be purchased using PayPal, a move that coincided with the Bush administration's war on internet pornography. Now, if you're asking yourself, wait a minute, how could PayPal possibly know that there were people, for instance, buying vibrators with their
service? That's my question, yes.
Well, they couldn't. There's no way they can police all of their transactions. However, if they get wind that, say, a porn store is using PayPal, is accepting PayPal for payments, or something like that is going on, something on a more a larger basis than just an individual selling a sex toy, then they absolutely can shut that person down, shut their account down.
Well, they absolutely need competition right away.
Yes. Well, PayPal even suspended the accounts of bloggers who posted content on their sites that the company deemed offensive. Today, Thiel and Levchin's vision for PayPal is long dead, but it lives on in similar offshore companies like Neteller and FirePay.
See, I came up with the concept of these things within seconds.
Yep. These companies are safe and reliable, but aren't subject to U.S. law, and so can be used for all sorts of goods and services that the U.S. government has determined Americans aren't grown up enough to purchase. The most notable of these is internet gambling. Once your money leaves your bank account for a Neteller or FirePay online wallet, there's no way to know how you then spend that money. Your bank doesn't know that you've set up an online poker account or bought a plane ticket or a bottle of wine. Enter Representative Goodlatte. Goodlatte's bill bans the use of financial services to facilitate internet gambling sites. It's already illegal to operate a gaming site on U.S. soil, but most experts agree. Yep. But most experts agree it's still legal to place a bet. Goodlatte wants to put up a wall between the domestic bet placing and the offshore bet taking, which FirePay and Neteller make possible. If banks and other financial institutions are going to be responsible for policing what their customers do online, as will happen should Goodlatte's bill become law, it's safe to assume they'll comply by simply banning all transactions with offshore payment services. Because how else are they going to know? This is something we've addressed before on the show. The question of, well, if this law comes to pass, this idea that you can't internet gamble, well, then how would your bank be able to tell that you were internet gambling? There's no way. It's impossible. The gambling sites could change their credit card charging identification numbers and, you know, shift around month after month, essentially making them virtually impossible to trace. So
right.
Even if your bank was to identify one particular transaction ID as being from an online casino, they could change it. They could move. They could shift. And so, as he's pointing out, the only way to ban it completely is to not allow us to interact with anyone outside of the country. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them archived for you right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fees. It's totally free. In fact, we give you an entire year's worth of the show for free. freetalklive.com, so go grab them up. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So we're talking about this bill that's being proposed by one Representative Goodlatte, and he's proposing that...
He's going to save the world.
...we ban... Internet gambling. Well, ban Americans from participating in Internet gambling. And Radley Balco reporting here from the Cato Institute talking about how PayPal originally was founded by two libertarians for the purposes of allowing people around the world to shift their money around from currency to currency and to help protect themselves from bad governments. Well, it turns out that they immediately came under attack from various lawyers and governments, and essentially they threw their hands up into the air after just trying to defend themselves and trying to defend their company and sold out to eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And then eBay took them over, and now eBay is backing this internet gambling bill. Well, why is that? Goodlatte's bill's main effect, apparently, if banks and other financial institutions are going to be responsible for policing what their customers do online, as will happen, should Goodlatte's bill become law, it's safe to assume they'll comply by simply banning all transactions with offshore payment services. So that doesn't mean that you'd be prevented from buying a product from an offshore company, but it does mean that if you're using a service like a FirePay or a NetTeller, the banks would not allow you to transact with them in order to so-called protect people from internet gambling sites.
Well, wouldn't people who wanted to participate in international sites, wouldn't FirePay and NetTeller figure out ways that those people could send them money directly?
I'm sure they would. I mean, there's got to be ways to do that, to essentially...
Because people want to gamble online.
Put cash in an envelope or something. I don't know, man. But what's more, the letter there will be a workaround. I mean, there has to be.
Right.
Well, anyway, the main effect of this bill, besides the whole scaring people about internet gambling, will be shielding PayPal, a domestic company, from foreign competitors.
Ah.
Foreign competitors that, ironically, are doing exactly what PayPal's original founders had intended. What's more, the letter eBay Government Relations Director Brian Biehren sent to Goodlatte, the representative, announcing eBay's support for this bill, actually goes above and beyond what any gambling foes in Congress have called for. The guy from eBay actually calls for the actual prosecution of internet gamblers themselves.
Oh my God.
A policy which could only be enforced by allowing law enforcement officials to essentially begin monitoring everyone's online activity, including tracing visited websites back to IP addresses.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it makes me wish that I didn't use eBay anymore. A law similar to what Biehren is advocating hit the books in Washington State this month. It makes online gambling a Class C felony, on par with child porn. The funny thing is, even as eBay has joined Representative Goodlatte's moral crusade against gambling, the company's overseas operations are moving into the gaming business. According to the gaming industry publication iGamingNews.com, PayPal Europe has recently entered into agreements with two online gaming services to allow PayPal to be used by Europeans who want to gamble online.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Industry insiders estimate that as much as 4% of the U.S. population participates in online gambling. That's about 12 million people. It's likely that a good percentage of those 12 million active online users also patronize eBay. I wonder what they'd think if they knew eBay has called for them to be arrested and prosecuted. 800-259-9231 with your thoughts. Let's go to the phones to Tim in New Hampshire. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi. A friend of mine, Rick Salata, the owner of KT Ordnance, was raided yesterday.
Whoa, what is KT Ordnance?
Sounds like a gun store.
Well, he actually doesn't sell guns. He sells
bombs
kits for making your own.
Oh, nice.
Basically, he does most of the machine operations, and the product that he sells is something which is not legally considered a firearm.
Right, it's a kit.
It hasn't had enough work done to it to be considered a firearm.
So you have to finish it in certain fashion. You have to put it together, that sort of thing, right?
It generally requires some machine work with a milling machine.
Got it.
Wow, that's pretty serious.
Some people who are a bit more clever and are willing to spend the time can do it with simpler hand tools, but generally, without a mill, it takes a good number of hours.
So he was raided?
Would you need a mill, or could you get away with a drill press? I mean, just a metal drill press.
It kind of depends on which kit you're doing. You're doing the AR-15 kit or the AR-10 kit, then you would want a mill, unless you had a special jig that he also sold.
Well, I would think so.
Okay. Let's get to the raid, because that's the interesting part. Why was he raided? What happened?
Well, we don't really know exactly yet.
This happened in New Hampshire?
No, this happened in Montana. He used to live in New Hampshire. He moved away from New Hampshire almost 2 years ago.
Right.
Because the town that he was living in basically forced him out.
Yikes.
His business was in an industrial zone, but his building was large enough that he decided that, you know, the area that was above his office that he wasn't using, he decided to make a little apartment up there, and he was living up there.
And that was a no-no, huh?
Dear God, you couldn't live above your business.
Right.
What if people started doing this everywhere?
What's this world coming to?
Yeah, then we wouldn't be able to, you know, there'd be fewer people buying fuel for their cars to drive to work and commute and all that stuff.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah.
So they raided his business. I mean, is he in jail now?
No, he was not arrested, and he was actually not charged with anything.
What? What did they take?
They took all of his inventory and all of his records and his hard drives.
Hmm. And was it the ATF, the BATF?
It was the BATF and the FBI.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, when they take your stuff, you're not getting it back.
Many times people don't get it back.
Unless they have really expensive lawyers and a lot of time and money on their hands,
right.
Pretty much, yeah, you're not going to get it back.
Well, how's he going to eat from now until they
He'll
get
have to
get
steal
to
something,
back.
I guess, or beg. One
well,
or the other.
His wife has a business.
Thank God.
It's a lot smaller than his business.
Right.
If you were to go to ktordnance.com, you'd see her business. She sells, you know, cast iron pots and you know, natural soaps and stuff like
so
that.
So what do you think? I mean, Tim, as somebody that follows guns, as somebody that's sort of, you know, really into this sort of thing, do you think that the reason that he was raided was because the ATF could claim that, you know, these parts he was selling were allowing people to make untraceable weapons?
I believe, well, the law does not prohibit what he did.
The federal government doesn't care about what the law says.
Right. I believe that the reason they raided him was because starting a few months ago, he started helping the JPFO with their Boot the BATFE campaign.
The Jews for Preservation of Firearms, Boot the BATFE, going
right.
after the BATF. So it was a political raid. Keep us informed, Tim. Let us know what develops with this, because we definitely want to know. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Absolutely outrageous and disgusting in the so-called land of the free. Where is the Second Amendment? It doesn't seem to be in effect. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com on our website. You'll find the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. All the content there, the over 650 pages, has been created by you guys, the listeners. You can see what I mean. Go into wiki.freetalklive.com. If you see something that you want to change, then change it. You want to add to the site? Well, add to it. You can do that. It's wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you're pretty upset about this raid. We just had Tim call in from New Hampshire announcing to us that his friend who owns a store, what kind of store was it? Like a gun kit store, essentially?
You turn pieces of metal into guns. He does a lot of the work for you, but it's still a hobby kit kind of thing.
Right. You still have
of course, these hobby kits will still shoot people.
You still have to put the finishing touches on it. You have to go through some work to
actually... I believe they're 80% done.
To actually turn it into a gun. So the kits are sold to the point where they can't be considered a weapon until you actually go through the work to put them together and make them into a weapon. As he pointed out, it was totally legal what it was that he was doing. However, apparently the gentleman who was running the store was involved with the Jews for Preservation of Firearm Ownership. I'm not sure if that's the name of their organization, but they have an anti-BATF campaign where they're going after the BATF, essentially, some sort of a PR campaign, I guess. And the BATF caught wind of it, decided they didn't like this guy, and so they went into his store and robbed him.
Just confiscated everything. And I don't...
No charges.
There are no charges. They took everything. What? Is this is a free country where men with uniforms can walk into your business if they don't like what you've said and take everything that it takes to run the business? Now, I understand if they're investigating some kind of crime, they need to go around, they need to take pictures, they need to gather evidence.
If they were investigating...
But they can't take my crap until they've put me down.
Right. If they were investigating a crime, then there would have been criminal charges filed, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, they could be investigating crime.
You can just go into somebody's business and take all their stuff because you're investigating a crime?
I don't know what you can do.
Wouldn't you have to ask permission? Wouldn't you, if you were investigating a crime from somebody that wasn't being charged, wouldn't you have to go in there and say, excuse me, Mr. Mark, I'd like to...
Or you have a warrant.
Well, we'd like to have a look at your computer over there. Well, why? Well, because we're investigating a crime. Well, am I under arrest? No. Do I have to give you my computer? I don't know. That's the question. Do you have to give up your personal property to a law enforcement officer just because they say they're investigating a crime?
No.
That's what happened here.
Come and get it.
Oh, now you say that, Mark. You say, but really, I mean, come on. Are you going to shoot the ATF when they come into your gun store?
That's the thing is, how do you defend against this? There is no defense against this. They just ruined this man's life, and they didn't give him charges. And they probably never will. And they just took all his crap, shut his business down, his profitable business, shut it down. How do you defend against this?
How many years
did he spend? He's done nothing wrong. He's been charged with nothing. Give him his stuff back.
How many years did he spend building that business?
I mean, this is so weird and fascist.
It's not weird. It happens out in California with the pot stores all the time, with the marijuana grow operations, the distribution operations out there. The DEA, it's not so much these days. It's getting better out there. But the DEA has been known to kick in a door or two there, waltz right in with their guns pointed at everybody, take the marijuana, take the cash, and walk right back out without arresting anybody in that case. So it's the same thing. Now it's coming down on the gun store people.
It doesn't make any sense to me. There's no defense against it. This is wrong. This is not American. This is not, I mean,
you're right.
Even
it's
if,
a government.
Even if you had the opportunity and you had 20 guys, armed guys, and you could snap your fingers and they come out and take down all the BATF agents,
yeah.
And then you leave, and then you can just, I don't know, bury them in the back or whatever it is. What do you do? There's no defense against this.
Somebody knew they were there, and
right,
they're going to wonder why they haven't come back.
And then the news is going to report, you know, you as some kind of militia member.
Right.
There's nothing nice. And Americans are just going to sit by and let this affront to our freedom happen.
Because, like you say, what are we supposed to do about it?
Well, no. The thing is if we actually said something about it, if enough Americans cared about this, like they do the gay marriage issue, if enough Americans cared about this, then it wouldn't be happening. But the fact is, most Americans would say, whatever.
Hey, it wasn't my business. That's what they would say.
It wouldn't be an issue to them.
Poor guy. Too bad.
No, they wouldn't even say that. They'd listen to the news story. They'd say, David Koresh, see ya.
Or they would say, again, I think the spin on this could very easily, and we haven't seen the ATF press report or press release, but I can imagine, and my board op is reminding us that it's not a gun store. I call it a gun store. It's just a metal store. They sell metal kits. So it's for the correction there. I can just envision the ATF sending out a press release to the area news organizations who probably would have caught wind that there was this raid and might be wanting to report on it. You know, the press release could have been like, today, ATF takes out a supplier of illegal firearms. Well, wait, he didn't supply illegal firearms, he supplied kits. These kits can be manufactured into guns with no serial numbers on them. These kits can be manufactured into guns that go into the underground. Guns that go into the hands of criminals. Guns that go into the hands of killers.
Well, so
the ATF has kept your family safe today.
I know that's what they're going to say, but any gun could go into the hands of killers.
Well, no, but do you see what I mean? That's the spin.
Sure,
the spin is, these guns don't have numbers on them.
My God, they don't have numbers? Then if the guns had numbers on them, surely they can't shoot the wrong person. But if they don't have numbers, then they'll just be shooting all the wrong people. What does that mean? That's dumb.
So your question is excellent, Mark, and if you have an answer for it, please dial us up at 800-259-9231. Maybe you're somebody that knows guns. I know we've got a few gun store owners out there listening to the show. What's the response supposed to be from liberty-loving Americans that want to defend their Second Amendment freedom to keep and bear arms, or in this case, keep and bear kits?
This is
metal kits.
Well, I'm just wondering what the defense is. This is so fascist to me. Such a fascist tactic.
It totally is.
That I what is from anybody who would understand what the liberty would mean in this? The fact is, they've got him in a double blind. He can't do anything about it.
Nope.
He just can't do anything about it.
He'll spend the next several years trying to get his stuff back.
I mean,
at best.
It's bizarre. It brings out in me the very worst. It makes me crazy to think of at that point. Since
it makes
no
you feel
options.
Helpless.
Absolutely. And there's no such thing as helpless because, you can still do things. Like,
oh, sure.
You know, you can send
kill the ATF agents.
Well, just the top guys. Just send out hits from the top guys. Pop, 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 pop.
You think that would deter them?
I think it would.
Hmm.
I think if, the five guys up from this, you know, the guy who was in charge of the operation and his five guys up, if they came up, you know, they woke up dead one day.
I don't think you've ever said anything quite that radical.
Well, that's the thing, though. That's what happens when you take liberty away. That's what happens when you take freedom away. Nobody, you can't defend. This guy has no opportunity. You just took away all his living,
mm-hmm.
his opportunity to make a living, and he has no defense against it. He hasn't been charged. I mean, that's just it.
Now he has to rely on his wife.
What if they took all my stuff away, Ian?
They could.
I mean, and then you have what?
They could come in here tonight.
You have a
desperate
man on your hands. You take a man's stuff away, and suddenly he's desperate. He has nothing to lose.
I want to hear from you, gun owners out there. What would you do in this case? I mean, is Mark out of line suggesting that the ATF be taken out in response to this? 1-800-259-9231. Or is that an appropriate response? Because they're using force on innocent individuals. They're essentially robbing. They robbed a man at gunpoint today and stolen his life savings, essentially. Stolen the business that he worked so hard to put together. 1-800-259-9231. What would you do? What would you do if you were in this man's position? What do you want to do as a gun owner, as somebody who's concerned with the Second Amendment?
The only thing they let him walk away with, Ian, is his life.
That's something. 800-259-9231, but I don't think that we should be grateful because they're so benevolent as a result of that. More on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at researchedherbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on researchedherbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. You know, I wonder if Tim gave us the correct website before, because I can't find ktordinance.com.
Might be sending us down.
Archive.org can't find ktordinance.com. And archive.org is a website that, if you go to it and you punch in a website name, mm-hmm. it'll give you cached versions of that website all the way back to its creation. Mm. So if you want to have a little fun, you can go to archive.org and type in freetalklive.com and see what we looked like, see what our website looked like back when we started, for instance. But I don't see KT Ordinance there, so maybe he'll send us an email with an update. Let's go to the phones to Heather in Missouri. Heather, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
As to what you were just saying, as of a few hours ago, ktordinance.com was up, but only Rick's wife's health food stuff was on there, and her Lodge Iron and whatever. But if you Googled KT Ordinance, you would get a link to the page that's supposed to have the guns on it, and they were gone. It came up 404 not found.
I'm Googling KT Ordinance right now. KTOrdinance.com? Is that what I'm supposed to Google?
Yeah, and Ordinance is O-R-D-N-A-N-C-E, of course.
Oh, I was misspelling it.
Uh-huh.
My bad.
I thought it might be a... Anyway, what he does, you know, it's not even that somebody else
Super
is minding
genius.
His store. He runs his own business. He's got, you know, basically some land out in Montana, and a big steel building on there, and he lives in part of it and runs his business out of the other part. And he's been working with JPFO, which is one of the best no-compromise gun rights organizations in the country.
Now, do you know what this what the JPFO is up to with this anti-BATF campaign?
They've
What's
got a campaign
about?
To basically try to eliminate the BATF because it is a run-amok organization.
Yeah.
What, you know,
gun owners for a generation.
Has the BATF gone after anybody else in this sort of vendetta style?
Not recently. They did a lot of that during the Clinton administration.
Hmm.
So not
so maybe
recently
this
that
is
I've heard about.
Is it possible that this is the the first strike on a number of upcoming strikes against these people that are behind the JPFO?
Or maybe from law enforcement in general, it wouldn't even have to be necessarily JPFO. Back during the Clinton administration, they were absolutely just going after gun dealers and trying to drive them out of business. But and they succeeded. Like there's like 70% less gun dealers now than there were 20 years ago.
Hmm. Wow.
Anyway, they also the Angel Shemaya, who used to run KeepAndBearArms.com, which is an excellent Second Amendment website, had moved to Michigan to be near his kid a few months ago. And while he was in the process of registering all his guns the way Michigan requires you to do, the Michigan cops decided that his guns weren't registered and nailed him. And he's managed to get out of it, but he ended up having to sell off his entire gun collection to pay for his legal bills.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, maybe there's a going after of, high-profile gun people, and maybe not, but it's time to keep one's eyes open.
You know, and that's really the thing is, the ATF has nothing to lose in going after these guys. You know, they just run them into poverty.
Yeah.
The ATF has unlimited money to spend, and nobody
no
in freedom movement does.
Yep. Oh my goodness, Heather! Thank you for the clue. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What's next? Who's next? Who are they going to target in the next session? 1-800-259-9231. And what can we do about it? Let's continue to the phones here. Let's talk to Jared in Indiana. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Take control of the airwaves, Jared. What's up?
Hello. Can you hear me?
We're here. What's up?
Okay. Well, first, I had a question, but then also I have a request for a story that you guys didn't get to yet.
Yeah.
Well, first, my question is, how's it coming along trying to get John Stossel on the show?
It's coming slowly. I mean, you got to understand that it is not my first priority to book guests, so it's like maybe every 4 months I'll send his agent an email to see if they're interested in an appearance. I've talked to her once. Via email, and since then she hasn't responded to emails that I've sent, but really I've only sent maybe a total of two or three over the last year, so it's not something that I'm jumping down her throat on. I don't want to be a pest. If it happens, it'll happen.
Well, I was just wondering, because I remember hearing about that a while back.
Yeah, be nice. It would be nice. Eventually, we'll get there.
Yes, as soon as we're on enough radio stations, I'm sure he'll hop, he'll be excited.
Yeah.
So what else is on your mind?
Last Friday, you had a story that you were planning on getting to, but so far you haven't gotten to yet, about the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Oh, yeah. There was one guy that they had, that they had endorsed that was less than pleasing towards freedom and liberty.
Well, from what I've looked at, there's quite a few of them that they've endorsed that haven't really been, not even Republicans,
okay.
as they would
All
call
right.
it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you that information here, Jared. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This from, hammeroftruth.com, reporting on a candidate for government, Rolling Stone magazine, doing some investigative and exhausting digging into public documents, says we're almost guaranteed the 2004 election results were massively rigged. For the second election in a row, the President of the United States was selected not by the uncontested will of the people, but under a cloud of dirty tricks. Given the scope of the GOP machinations, we simply cannot be certain that the right man now occupies the Oval Office, which means, in effect, that we've been deprived of our faith in the representative republic. They use the word democracy, of course, itself. No, we've been deprived of democracy straight up. RS, Rolling Stone, also drops a big FU on Ken Blackwell's bid for Ohio governor. But in the battle for Ohio, Republicans had a distinct advantage. The man in charge of the counting of the Ohio ballots was Kenneth Blackwell, the co-chair of President Bush's re-election committee. Well, guess who's running for office now? and the Republican Liberty Caucus endorsed. We'll give you more information on this guy coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carmenic Minute. NASCAR means National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. But are Jeff Gordon's and Dale Jr.'s racers really one-size-fits-all models, like in retail showrooms? When I come back, I'll tell you what's stock and what's not. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly Clark. Celebrities wouldn't be caught dead with off-the-rack clothes, but racers have no choice when it comes to their on-the-track cars. When constructing race cars for NASCAR competition, builders must follow the physical dimensions for each make of car to the inch. So on race day, all Chevys have the exact same dimensions, as do all Fords and all Pontiacs. In fact, measurements are taken 3 times per weekend per car and are comprised of over 30 different size checks. But the stock in NASCAR stops there. Teams design custom engines for competitive advantage. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us? You'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. We ask for your vote in return for giving you everything for free. Go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast it. All you need to do is go there once a month. It's not a huge process. It takes you less than a minute, in fact, to complete the entire thing. All you need is an email address, and you will not be spammed. Go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote, and then ask a few friends to go and vote as well at vote.freetalklive.com. So we had a request for an article that we sold almost a week ago and never got to, from hammeroftruth.com, reporting on one Kenneth Blackwell, the co-chair of President Bush's re-election committee. According to Rolling Stone, as Ohio's Secretary of State, Mr. Blackwell had broad powers to interpret and implement state and federal election laws, setting standards for everything from the processing of voter registrations to the conduct of official recounts. And as Bush's re-election chair in Ohio, he had a powerful motivation to rig the rules for his candidate. Blackwell, in fact...
Well, any candidate, any
that's
person...
Fine. There's
be...
more here. Blackwell, in fact, served as the principal electoral system advisor for Bush during the 2000 recount in Florida, where he witnessed firsthand the success of his counterpart, Katherine Harris, the Florida Secretary of State, who co-chaired Bush's campaign here. Or there, rather. Blackwell, now the Republican candidate for governor of Ohio, is well known in the state as a fierce partisan, eager to rise in the GOP. An outspoken leader of Ohio's right-wing fundamentalists, He opposes abortion, even in cases of rape, and was the chief cheerleader for the anti-gay marriage amendment that Republicans employed to spark turnout in rural counties. He's openly denounced Kerry as an unapologetic liberal Democrat, whatever. And during the 2004 election, he used his official powers to disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of Ohio citizens in Democratic strongholds. In a ruling issued 2 weeks before the election, a federal judge rebuked Blackwell for seeking to, quote, accomplish the same result in Ohio in 2004 that occurred in Florida in 2000. And this is the guy that the Republican Liberty Caucus apparently has given their endorsement
well,
to.
Well, you know, the Republican Liberty Caucus isn't a idealistic organization as much as they, they give this index. They give an index of liberty as opposed to, you know, this guy is either okay or he's not. And, I mean, the idea is if
this
you
guy's
vote
not
for,
okay.
If you vote for all our candidates, the ones that we endorse, you'll still come up a heck of a lot better than you would otherwise. And I'm willing to move towards liberty personally. And I believe that generally you're sort of on that path too. You know, I mean, if he's going to vote small government, in most circumstances, I hear you. I don't agree with this abortion thing either. I certainly don't want somebody who's willing to throw an election. These are allegations. That's an allegation, at least. So, it's not intended to be an idealistic organization. It's intended to be an organization that will move us towards liberty.
Well, I understand that, and maybe he did vote positively on a few things. I just think it's pretty outrageous that a group of so-called, you know, libertarians is supporting somebody that is essentially a right-wing fundamentalist.
Well, these libertarians are libertarians that want to see libertarianism work, and it hasn't for 30 years. That's all.
Well, once again, you're not going to get to liberty by electing a bunch of people with exceptions. You know, oh, I'm small government, except this one issue or these several issues that this guy supports. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Hey, that one was by request. We do actually, one of the few radio shows in the world that actually takes requests. On the way, the immigrant snitch line, your family owing over $500,000. What's that all about? Private school statistics, your emails, your phone calls, of course, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. This is your show to control the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Create.